Part 1. Defining the problem. It started with an avalanche of bad things happening. Kind of an achiness and gluey feelings in my joints all the time, and it just started to escalate. A mysterious fatigue, where I just felt drugged. The joint stuff was so bad, I couldn't walk upstairs and couldn't roll over in bed without hurting. The final straw was when I developed vertigo, which got me to go to the doctor. I thought, I'm too young for this to be going on. She did all these tests and scans, a neck x-ray, and everything was normal. She found nothing wrong with me. And yet I clearly was not functional. Someone recommended removing things from my diet to see if it would help, and I started with wheat, dairy, sugar, and eggs. By the end of that first week, I started to feel better, and the vertigo went right away. It was literally like the tide going out. I was very disciplined and reintroduced each food, eggs first, then dairy, sugar, and wheat. When I reintroduced the wheat, the back pain reappeared instantly. Jill, 50. In order to preserve patient confidentiality, we have used first names or pseudonyms throughout. I know a ton of people who don't eat gluten for a variety of things, or nothing. Annabelle, 33. The gluten hysteria is killing the credibility of people with celiac disease. Because people think it's a fad thing, that we're watching our weight, or we think it is healthier, that we're choosing this way of life, and they're discounting the fact that it's a medical illness. You'd think we'd be going in a different direction. We've gone a few steps back. Elissa, 39. 1. What is your source of medical information? Science is a way of thinking, much more than it is a body of knowledge. Carl Sagan. I observe the physician with the same diligence as the disease. John Donne. I understand that I don't really know where I am on that gluten spectrum because I haven't had any tests.